Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The devil's walking stick goes by many names: prickly ash, prickly elder, Hercules club, angelica tree, and toothache bush. Huh, sounds menacing. Yet, despite its look but don't touch name, the devil's walking stick is a beautiful flowering plant with a tough side. Or should we say, with some sharp bark. The devil's walking stick's thick stems and large, long leaves are covered in incredibly sharp spines and pointed prickles. Obviously, these treacherous features help give it its name. While the stems and leaves are interesting, the flowers and subsequent fruit attract attention in the woodlands. In mid to late summer, it produces impressive greenish-white clusters of flowers at the ends of the branches. These flower clusters may be up to 2 feet wide. In the fall, purple pea-sized berries replace the flowers and bow the stems over with their weight. Devil's walking stick has become quite popular in urban landscaping because of these eye-catching blooms. But brushing up against the shrub's extremely sharp spines is an experience you won't soon forget. So be careful when you place these plants in your yard. Fortunately, devil's walking stick is quite easy to grow and practically thrives on neglect. So planting it far from the home, where you might forget about it every once in a while, isn't a problem. As long as you stay away from the spines and prickly hairs, the devil's walking stick is a wonderful and interesting addition to your landscaping.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the devil's walking stick and other landscaping options is available at nature.org/Indiana.